السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الحسن والحسين هما ريحاني في الدنيا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لسدر الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, this month that we are in is the first month of the lunar calendar, you know, which we call it as an Islamic calendar. The first month of it is the month of Muharram. Like how in the English calendar, we've got January as the first month. In the lunar calendar, Islamic calendar, the first month is Muharram. And this is that month that we are in now. This month has got lots of significance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's one of the four sacred months. One of the four sacred months is the month of Muharram. Full month, out of these full, you know, this full month of Muharram, the 10th of Muharram, which we witnessed it last Friday, you know, the last Friday that gone, it was the 10th of Muharram. That 10th of Muharram has even got more significance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many incidents that have been narrated in the hadith book as to that this incident was happened, it took place on that 10th of Muharram. The many incidents that have been narrated. You know, it comes in riwayah that even before Islam, pre-Islamic era, the Quraysh had the importance of the day of the 10th of Muharram. The 10th of Muharram, which we, you know, I'm sure we all have heard the word of it, we call it Ashura. Ashura. Why do we call it Ashura? Ashura is from the Arabic word Ashar. Ashar means 10. So because it's the 10th of Muharram, we call it Ashura. Ashura means the 10th of Muharram. So, you know, even before Islam, they had importance for the 10th of Muharram. So much so that it comes in riwayah that the Quraysh used to change the ghilaf, the covering of the Kaaba, on the 10th of Muharram. The Quraysh would change the covering of the Kaaba on the 10th of Muharram. And it comes in riwayah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would fast on the 10th of Muharram even before he announced his prophethood. You know, when he announced his prophethood at the age of 40, even before that he would fast on the 10th of Muharram. And in one narration it comes, that all the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they all fasted on the 10th of Muharram. They all fasted on the 10th of Muharram. So it shows the significance and the importance of the 10th of Muharram. You know, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, we all know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah. He was born in Makkah. He lived in Makkah for almost 53 years of his life. Because he was born in Makkah, and then he announced his prophethood at the age of 40. After that, he lived in Makkah for 13 more years. After he was made a prophet, after he announced himself as a prophet, he stayed in Makkah al-Mukarramah for the next 13 years. And when he was 53, that's when he moved and he migrated to Medina Munawwara. You know, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam moved to Medina Munawwara, he saw that the Jews were also fasting on the 10th of Muharram. Now he inquired that why these people are fasting on this 10th of Muharram. So he was told that the reason that they were fasting was that on this 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from Fir'aun. So it comes that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fasted on that day, and these people also fast on this day to show gratitude. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam found this out, he said, "Nahnu ahaqqu bi Musa minkum." We are more close to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than you. So we should be fasting on this day because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from Fir'aun. But then he said, Sumu yawma ashura wa sumu qablahu yawman aw ba'dahu yawman. He said that you should be fasting on this 10th of Muharram, but you should add a fast before it or after it, so that we are not copying the Jews. Now, there are a few things that we can, you know, we can derive the lessons, you know, from these narrations that I've just narrated. And before we move forward, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the fast of Ashura fard. He had made it fard. Before Ramadan, fast was fard. The day of Ashura, to fast on that day was an obligation, was fard. Ramadan ke roze jab farz nahi hue the, isse pehle Ashura ke din ka roza rakhna farz tha. Ye to phir jab Ramadanul Mubarak ke roze farz hue, to Ashura ki farziyat khatm hui, lekin fazilat ab bhi hai. You know, when Ramadan fast became obligated, became fard, the day of Ashura was no longer fard, but yes, it's still preferable, it's still fadilat. You still get the virtue, you still get the reward for it. Now, what are the lessons that we can derive from these narrations that we have just discussed? You know, the first lesson that we can derive from it is from the life of Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam do? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from Fir'aun, what did he do? He fasted. He kept a fast. Why? To show gratitude. And you know, you'll find this sunnah, you'll find this practice in all the Prophet's life and on all the awliya, the friends of Allah. And what's the practice? The practice is that whenever they achieve something, whenever they get anything, they attribute it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they get something, they don't say that, "Oh, because I was so clever, because I was so intelligent, because I was so powerful, that's why I've got this." No, they attribute it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this is a lesson that we should be learning from this. That whenever we get something in our life as well, whenever we achieve something through our effort, we have made an effort for it, we got something, We should not say that, oh, because I was so clever, because I am so famous, because I was so intelligent, I've got this. No, 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 no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored you, that's why you've got that. So this is the lesson that we can derive from this. You know, whenever we achieve something, for example, we are looking for a job, or we are thinking to start a business, and then we start that business, that business is growing, we attribute it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not boast over ourselves. We don't think that, oh, because I was so clever, I've got this. It's a very, very important lesson. Very important lesson. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like takabbur. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes is tawadu, humbleness. مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ Whoever stays humble for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates him. You know, the sin, the bimari and the disease of pride is such that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that this disease is ummul amrad, the mother of all the diseases. Like how, you know, physically, we all know like how cancer is so dangerous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from that. We all know how cancer is dangerous. Why? Because, you know, it harms a person from within. It destroys a person. It's very, very dangerous. In a similar way, there are some diseases spiritually that destroys a person's heart. And takabbur is the biggest of all. You know why? Because of takabbur, all the other diseases comes in. If a person has got takabbur in him, if a person has got pride in him, then slowly, slowly, hasad will come in his heart. For example, if a person thinks about himself that I am something, I am greater than that person, and he looks down upon somebody else, then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person something more than this person, then he'll have hasad. He'll be jealous of that person. And after hasad, it goes to bughz, it goes to nafrat, it goes to adawat, it goes to enmity. Why? Because of takabbur. So this takabbur is such a disease that it gives birth to all the other spiritual diseases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that disease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like takabbur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like takabbur. And remember, you know, the first sin that was ever committed on this planet was takabbur. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the angels to do sajda in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they all did sajda. Who refused? Shaitan, Iblis refused. He said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ I am better than that person. Why? Because I have been created from fire and fire goes on top. So the first disease, the first sin that was ever committed was the sin of takabbur, pride. We should never have pride in us. Never ever. Whatever we get, we attribute it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored me, that's why I've got this. Always do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, you know, one is that we do lisani shukr with our tongue. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have given me these eyes, I thank you for this. You have given me this body, I thank you for this. One is that, you know, the shukr that you do with your tongue. But on top of that, there is a shukr that you do with your body parts and with the way you live your life. And how is that? By using the body, by using the things in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the shukr of it. For example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes, now we use eyes in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's doing shukr for the ni'mah of eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So we use all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when we are doing shukr on the things and the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So remember, the first lesson that we derive from this is that always remember, whatever we achieve, whatever we get in our life, it's only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that for us. It's the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always attribute it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fasted on that day to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second lesson that we derive from this is, you know, it comes in narration that the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would instruct and they would train their children to fast on the day of Ashura. Even the children, those who are not baligh yet. You know, we all know when a child is born, the mother does not introduce a solid to that newborn child. Why? Because the mother knows that the child's digestive system is not that good. It will not be able to cope up with it. So what does the mother do? The mother slowly, she introduced the solids to that small child. In a similar way, you know, when we are doing the tarbiyah of our children, we should not think that, oh, he's very small now. He has not become baligh yet. No, we should start that training from a very early stage. That's why, you know, it comes in narration that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that we should, you know, instruct our child to read their salah when they have turned 7. And when they reach 10 years old, if they do not read their salah, we should reprimand the child. We should shout, we should scold at him. Why? So that once that child becomes baligh, once that child becomes mature, he has gone into the habit of reading salah. Because if you have left that child till the age of 15, till when he becomes baligh, and then you tell that child, all right, start reading salah, it will be very difficult to change that overnight. So tarbiyah, upbringing of a child, is very, very important. This is that lesson that we derive. And just the last thing, you know, the 10th of Muharram, and this month of Muharram is also attributed to the tragic incident. The tragic incident, the shahada, the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Is, you know, we all know what happened, you know, the zulm and the sakhti that Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu faced. Ye mahina jo hai, Muharram ka mahina, Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki shahadat ki taraf bhi mansoob hai. Aur ek baat yaad rakhe ke is mahine ki jo fazilat hai, ye is waqiye ki wajah se nahi hai. Ye fazilat to pehle se hi thi. Lekin Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka darja Allah ta'ala ne aur bhi zyada badha diya is mahine mein hokar ke. یہ جو شہادت کا واقعہ اس مہینے میں پیش آیا تو اس سے حضرت حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا درجہ اور بھی زیادہ ہمیں پتہ چلتا ہے کہ یہ واقعہ اس مہینے میں پیش آیا اور یاد رکھیں حضرت حسین اور حضرت حسن رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اولاد میں سے ہیں اور آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی نسل انہی سے آگے چلی ہے اور آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ حسن اور حسین سے محبت کرنا وہ حقیقت میں مجھ سے محبت کرنا ہے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ حسن اور حسین سے محبت مجھ سے محبت ہے اور حسن اور حسین سے نفرت حقیقتاً وہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے نفرت ہے. تو حسن اور حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ جنت میں نوجوانوں کے سردار ہیں. ہم ہر جمعے کو خطبے میں سنتے ہیں الحسن والحسین سیدا شباب اہل الجنہ. تو ان کا مرتبہ اور رتبہ بہت اعلیٰ ہے. اور ایک اور بات یاد رکھیں کہ صرف اور صرف محبت کا دعویٰ کرنا کافی نہیں ہے. صرف محبت کا دعویٰ کرنا کافی نہیں ہے. ہم مسلمان ہیں, اہل بیت سے محبت ہمارے ایمان کا جز ہے, صحابہ سے, تمام صحابہ سے محبت ہمارے ایمان کا جز ہے, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے محبت ہمارے ایمان کا جزء ہے. لیکن محبت کا مطلب کیا ہے؟ محبت کا مطلب ہے پیروی کرنا, محبت کا مطلب ہے اتباع کرنا. کتنے ہیں جو اہل بیت کی محبت میں, اہل بیت کی محبت میں حضرت حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی سیرت کے اوپر اپنی زندگی گزارتے ہیں؟ کیا حضرت حسین کی داڑھی نہیں تھی؟ کیا حضرت حسین نمازوں کے پابند نہیں تھے؟ وہ تو کربلا کے میدان میں بھی نماز نہیں چھوڑتے تھے, کربلا کے میدان میں بھی انہوں نے نماز نہیں چھوڑی. تو اہل بیت سے محبت کا تقاضا یہ ہے کہ ہم اہل بیت کی سیرت کو اپنی زندگی میں لائیں. صحابہ سے محبت کا دعویٰ یہ ہے کہ ہم صحابہ کی سیرت کو, صحابہ کی زندگی کو ہم اپنی زندگی میں لائیں. عشق مصطفیٰ کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ ہم اپنی زندگی کو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کے مطابق گزاریں. یہ ہے مطلب. صرف نعروں سے, صرف دعوے سے کام نہیں چلتا. دعوے تو مشرکین مکہ بھی کیا کرتے تھے. پتہ ہے مشرکین مکہ یہ دعویٰ کیا کرتے تھے کہ ہم ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی اولاد میں سے ہیں, ہم ان سے محبت کرتے ہیں. تو یہ ان کا دعویٰ ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ نے کیا فرمایا؟ اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے محبت کا دعویٰ اسی وقت قابل قبول ہے جب آپ ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی اتباع کریں, ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی اتباع کریں. صرف نعروں سے اور صرف دعوے سے کام نہیں چلتا. काम उस वक्त बनेगा जब हम जिनसे मोहब्बत का दावा करते हैं उनको हम फॉलो करें, उनकी सीरत को अपनी जिंदगी में लाए। हजरत हुसैन रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु की सीरत को हम पढ़ें तो हमें क्या मिलता है? हमें सब्र मिलता है। मारना, पीटना, मातम करना ये सीरत में कहीं नहीं। वो हजरात जो बच गए, जो वहां हाजिर थे, जो बच गए, आप उनकी उनकी जिंदगी उठा करके देखें, कहीं आपको मारना, पीटना, मातम करना नहीं मिलेगा, बल्कि क्या मिलेगा आपको? मिलेगा सब्र करना, मिलेगा जमना, जुल्म के आगे जमना, डट जाना, ये उनकी सीरत में आपको मिलेगा। और आपको ये बात मिलेगी कि जब जान जान की भी अगर बाजी लगानी पड़े तो जान की बाजी लगा लो, लेकिन हक से अपने आप को ना फेरो। ये आपको उनकी सीरत के अंदर मिलेगा। और एक अखीरी बात, बहुत सी दफा हम ये सुनते हैं कि आप सहाबा के फजाइल तो बयान करते, अहले बैत के फजाइल नहीं बयान। ये बात नहीं है। जैसे मैंने अर्ज किया, तमाम सहाबा से मोहब्बत ये हमारे ईमान का जुज्व है, अहले बैत से मोहब्बत भी हमारे ईमान का जुज्व है। एक बात मौलाना हजरत मौलाना बिलाल साहब ने एक अजीब बात बयान फरमाई। हजरत फरमाते हैं कि जब हमें यह कहा जाए कि सहाबा के फजाइल तो बयान करते अहले बैत के नहीं, तो उसका जवाब यह है कि अहले बैत बनते ही तब है जब पहले सहाबी बने। अहले बैत बनते ही तब है जब पहले सहाबी बने, वरना तो आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के चचा हैं अबू लहब, अबू ताल चचा है, लेकिन क्या वो अहले बैत में से है? नहीं है। क्यों? इसलिए कि उन्होंने आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का कलमा नहीं पढ़ा। तो अहले बैत बनते ही तब है जब पहले सहाबी बने। इसलिए हमारे ईमान का जुज, तमाम सहाबा से मोहब्बत भी हमारे ईमान का जुज्व है और अहले बैत से मोहब्बत भी हमारे ईमान का जुज्व है। इश्क मुस्तफ़ा सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हमारे ईमान का जुज्व है। अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला हम सबको इनकी सीरत पर अपनी ज़िंदगी गुजारने की तौफीक अता फरमाए। आमीन या रब्बिल आलमीन। व आखिरु दावाना अनिल हम्दुलिल्लाहि रब्बिल आलमीन।